FM, it's geezers, pleasers and cheesers.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Well, hello. Good evening. And welcome yet again to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers with me, Mandy Cullen. Before we go any further, how about that for a Phoenix sports show? Thank you very much, John Chubb. Now go and enjoy the rest of your weekend. You have definitely earned it. So here we are again. It's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Saturday the 11th of November. Thank you very much indeed for joining me. And I hope you can stay with me for the next 2 hours because we have got a brilliant show lined up for you this evening. It is, of course, the 11th of the 11th. And it's Remembrance Sunday tomorrow. So in the spirit of coming together and being as one, this evening's show is dedicated to duets. And we have got some absolute belters lined up for you this evening. And as a reminder, what we do on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers, we play songs from the 1970s and the 1980s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all of the songs that we do play, of course, will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. As always, coming up a little later in the show, we've got the Soppy Softies at 7. Stay tuned for them. They're really good ones this week, as you'd expect with it being the duets week. But first, you know what to do. Turn it up. It's Saturday night. And here's the best duet of them all.
with Keith Ball on Phoenix FM. Big band, swing, jazz and special guests. Having a ball every Saturday morning 10 till 12 only on Phoenix FM.
I'm having a ball on a good old town tonight.
Had the pleasure of meeting you in this lifetime would recognize the strength in you, the sense in you, and the wisdom like sun shining through.
If you're going to do duets, that's how you do duets, right? Okay, kicking us off, we've got Playing Better Than That coming up, I tell you, you've got to stay tuned. Honestly, they're all belters today. Kicking us off was, of course, Elton John and Kiki D and Don't Go Breaking My Heart. I say that, although it's Reg Dwight and Paulie Matthews to give them their real names, just in case you are heading off to a pop quiz later. I mean, is there anyone that Elton John hasn't actually collaborated with? He's actually worked with everybody, hasn't he? Anyway, this song, Don't Go Breaking My Heart, that one was written by Elton John. And as you'd imagine, his long-term writing partner, Bernie Taupin. Although, on this track, they adopted pseudonyms and they called themselves Anne Orson and Carte Blanche. How about that? Anyway, legend has it that they originally intended it to be a duet with Dusty Springfield, but she was too ill at the time to sing it. So Kiki D stepped in and the record reached number one in 1976, and it won Elton John and Bernie Taupin an Ivor Novello Award for Best Song Musically and Lyrically. How about that? Then, of course, we heard Diana Ross, Smokey Robinson, Marvin Gaye and Stevie Wonder on the track Pops, We Love You. I mean, how many legends can you get on one track? We don't usually have that many legends on the entire show. That song was written and produced by Marilyn McLeod and Pam Sawyer as a tribute to Berry Gordy Sr., the father of Motown founder Berry Gordy, who died from cancer, sadly, in 1978. The single was released in 1975, but surprisingly, it didn't get anywhere near the top 40. It peaked at number 66. You would have thought, with those voices, those legends on that track, it just would have gone all the way to number one, wouldn't you? Anyway, let's crack on, because we've got so much to squeeze in. And here is the best duet of them all.
Don't speak to me of changing scenes, or what you saw in magazines that was to change. Follow every different eyes might see something true.
City, it starts at 8 p.m. We have the very best in electronic synth pop electrica in the show. That's Tuesdays, 8 p.m. for Simp City on Phoenix 98 FM.
There's only one person that could possibly be singing that, isn't there? You recognise his voice anywhere, wouldn't you? That, of course, was Rod Stewart, and it featured Jeff Beck, his old buddy there. The song was called Infatuation, and that track reached number 27. Of course, Jeff Beck, I should say, number 27 in 1984. Jeff Beck is, of course, on guitar, and he also features in the video for the song. Rod Stewart co-wrote the song, and it's from his album Camouflage, if you remember that one. Before that, we heard Midge and Mick Karn, and the track was called After a Fashion. That one just snuck into the top 40. It peaked at number 39 back in 1983. Do you know, Midge, he's another one, isn't he? He was just worked with everyone. I mean, aside from being in Ultravox, he's also been a member of Rich Kids, Visage, and Thin Lizzy. How about that? He's just such a super talented guy, isn't he? Mick Karn, of course, was born in Cyprus and is probably best known as being a member of Japan. He sadly passed away from cancer back in 2011 and he was only 52. So, in the spirit, as I said earlier, in the spirit of togetherness, we are featuring duets this evening on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. And guess what? It's the best duet of them all.
Don't you think it's about time that you stop playing games?
Uh-huh.
I mean, we both know each other like the back of our hands.
True.
And the answer is so simple.
Hmm?
So why don't you listen to me?
Okay.
Just for once.
Tell me.
We can be winners together.
Winners together.
Or losers apart.
Don't you know it, baby?
But we got to decide.
I know it won't
work. Oh,
how about that one? voices on that track, right? That was George and Gwen McRae, and the single was called Winners Together or Losers Apart. I say single, as far as I know, that record was never released as a single in the UK. I think it was released in the States, but I don't think it had that much chart success. But it's a real tune, isn't it? They were still married, actually, when they recorded that song in 1976, but they did divorce soon after, sadly. They do have two daughters together. Now, next up, we've got two acts, or two artists, that we've heard from already this evening, and they're brilliant. So I thought, you know, we can stick them in again, because they're just too good not to. It is Stevie Wonder featuring the one and only Jeff Beck.
Sorrows came before me. In my mind I had no problems, never a problem in my life, never a worry on my mind. All my days before today were happy and secure, until your phone call, you were telling me goodbye. I'm
Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
Boy, you can hear that.
Of course, Peaches and Herb and Shake Your Groove Thing. That was their debut release in the UK and it reached number 26 in 1979. I would have thought it would have at least got top 20, probably top 10. 26, I would have thought it would have performed better than that anyway. I suppose Peaches and Herb, they're probably best known for their single Reunited, aren't they? Anyway, the Herb in this duo is Herb Fame, but over the years, there were seven different Peaches. Linda Green Tavani was the third Peaches, and she's on this track, and she was also on the track Reunited as well. Before that, we heard two legends, of course, Stevie Wonder featuring Jeff Beck, and the song was called Looking for Another Pure Love. Do you know, I don't think that one was ever released as a single. I couldn't find any record of it anyway. I don't, anywhere in the world, in fact. It's from Stevie Wonder's album, Talking Book, but it's a lovely track, isn't it? Really is beautiful. Anyway, you are listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM. It's Saturday, the 11th of November, and we are celebrating Armistice Day. And in the spirit of coming together and just all being friends, we're playing duets for the next, well, it'll be an hour and a half now, won't it? So for the next hour and a half, we are featuring acts coming together and producing some magic. for our ears. Anyway, what we do on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers, if you are a first-time listener, is we play songs from the 1970s and the 1980s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And even better than that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. I say this every week, it doesn't need to be cool. It doesn't need to be trendy to get played. It just has to be a joy. We only play the good stuff. And of course, everything you do here will be either by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a teaser. And coming up, taking us up to the hour and the soppy softies at seven, we've got some Johnny Mathis and Denise Williams. We've got some Tina Marie and Rick James and some Althea and Donna. And we honestly, just absolute belters of tracks. But first, before we get to any of those, here is Isaac and David.
Phoenix FM.
Yes, it's over, call it a day. Sorry that it had to end this way. No reason to pretend, we knew it had to end someday. This way.
Guess it's over, the kicks are gone.
About that, how good was that, right? That's Johnny Mathis and Denise Williams, and the song's called Too Much, Too Little, Too Late. And you know, I can't play Johnny Mathis without mentioning that he had his first UK hit in 1958. That's 65 years ago. How about that? Wowza. Brilliant. And Denise Williams had her first hit 19 years later in 1977. This one is only slightly more recent and is from 1978 when it peaked at number 3 in the charts. I have to say, this track is something that I do listen to at home because it's just such a lovely tune, isn't it? My boyfriend introduced me to it, so I've got him to thank for having that pleasure sound in my ears. Before that, we heard Isaac Hayes and David Porter, and that was called Ain't That Loving You, and then in brackets, For More Reasons Than One. Do you know, I hardly know anything about that song other than it's a really good tune, isn't it? David Porter worked with Isaac Hayes as a songwriter and a producer, but he was on that track as well. And it was released in 1972, and I'm not sure how it did in the charts. I don't think it really did much, to be honest with you. And then it signalled the end of their working relations, but I'm not really sure why. I just couldn't find much out about that song. But it's just brilliant, wasn't it? Anyway, let's move on because we've got so much more to pack in. Here's Teen Marie featuring Rick James.
Well, all right, you freaks, give it up for Lady T.
I'm just a sucker for love, sucker for love, sucker for love, baby.
I'm
love, love, love.
Well, you're a fine, sexy little lady. You like your candy very sweet. You're a classy little dame, sophisticated game. And you know all of the best recipes.
something for love, something for your love, baby.
It's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place where you'll hear old school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
That's Althea and Donna. Uptown Top Ranking. Althea Forrest and Donna Reed. They were recorded that when they were 17 and 18 years old, respectively. That's so young, isn't it? I mean, it's a tune, though, right? Anyway, it was the only song that they ever released in the UK. But in 1977, it did make it all the way to number one. But then we never heard from them again, which is a bit of a shame, really, isn't it? Because that was so good. Anyway, before that, we heard Tina Marie featuring Rick James and I'm a Sucker for Your Love. That one was released in 1979 and just missed out on the top 40, peaking at number 43. Tina Marie's biggest hit came the following year in 1980 when Behind the Groove reached number 6. Rick James's biggest hit in the UK was in 1980 when Big Time just didn't quite sneak into the top 40, just missed out by one place and peaked at number 41. We got plenty more where that came from, and here's the best duet of them all. Wasn't it? That was John and Vangelis and I Hear You Now. That was a collaboration, of course, between John Anderson, who is the lead vocalist of the progressive rock band Yes, and Greek synthesizer musician Vangelis. Do you know, I don't know, is Vangelis best known for his work on the Chariots of Fire soundtrack? In my head, that's what he's best known for. And do you know what? Now I can't think of the Chariots of Fire soundtrack without thinking of Mr. Bean at the opening ceremony of London 2012. Anyway, John and Vangelis went on to release four albums together, and I Hear You Now, which is the song we just heard, was their debut single release from their first album, Short Stories, and the single made it to number 8 in the UK charts back in 1980. But now, for something completely different.
Who was ready to play?